This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So this morning, we told you about the National Institute for Communicable Diseases calling for increased awareness and preventative action against rabies following the release of a new surveillance report which highlights persistent outbreaks and the critical importance of targeted interventions. We are talking this morning to the manager at SPCA, Polokwane, Salma Landman, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Salma. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Great. Now, Salma, say I am a new pet owner or have a pet that's never been vaccinated before. Why is it important for me to start vaccinating?
Okay, so when you get a pet, mostly puppies can contract the parvovirus, which is called cat grip, but it's actually not a cat virus. It's a dog virus, and it's called parvovirus. And when you get a puppy, these puppies should be vaccinated when they're 6 weeks old. When you take them to the vet, you should also have them dewormed. And the parvovirus, or the 5-in-1, is, as they call it, when you give them the 5-in-1 vaccination when they're 6 weeks old, it basically starts giving the puppy an immunity towards distemper and towards this parvovirus. And then you must do it again when it's 9 weeks old and then when it's 12 weeks old. So the deworming should be given at 6 weeks, then the first 5-in-1 also at 6 weeks, 9 weeks you give the second 5-in-1, and 12 weeks you give the third 5-in-1, and then usually when you get the third 5-in-1, the dogs are also given the rabies vaccination, which is annually. So once you get to the third injection, the third vaccination with the rabies, then your puppy should be safe for the next year, and then annually you should go and have the vaccination done again. Puppies are very easily affected by this parvovirus, and it's spread like wildfire. So it's extremely contagious from one puppy to another. And usually when families bring one puppy in that already has the parvovirus, we tell them that there's a big chance that others are also going to get them. And the likelihood of them passing away or not making it is 90%. So a lot of the dogs don't make it when they get parvovirus. That's why it's very important to vaccinate, to build up that immunity.
Are there pets that need more attention than others, especially when it comes to vaccinations?
I think when it's the puppies especially. Older dogs do not usually contract the parvovirus, but they can. But they usually have built up some sort of immunity against diseases and viruses, so they are not that prone to contract the virus. And if they do, most of them can actually survive, but not without treatment. But the puppies usually should be looked after very well to build up that immunity. And the longer they can actually stay with the mother, because a lot of people take the puppies away from the mother when they're 6 weeks old, they should try, if the mother allows it, of course, to leave them with the mother until about 8 weeks old, because the mother's milk also gives them some kind of immunity that they can build up. But that doesn't stop you from having to do the vaccinations, the three vaccinations 3 weeks apart. But all puppies are more in a worse situation than the older dogs. And if you have an older dog that had not been vaccinated, then you should do just two vaccinations 3 weeks apart, and then when it's 6 months, and then again annually. So you just need to get them three vaccinations as close to possible to each other as possible to build up immunity, and then you can do it annually.
And from what you're saying, just to make sure I understood you, how soon should I start and where can I get information about the kind of pet I have and the types of vaccination it needs and how often that pet will need the vaccinations?
Well, you can come to the SPCA, you can go to any vet. You can also, I'm sure you can get the information online, you can Google it. But usually people also just buy a pet and they're not sure of its needs, because some pets need a lot of maintenance. You know, when you get a type of breed that the hair grows a lot, you need to groom it, otherwise it becomes a matted mess. So you need to firstly do some research on the kind of pet that you want and which pet will actually suit your household and your lifestyle. German Shepherd, Huskies, Border Collies need a lot of attention. They are extremely intelligent dogs. And if they don't get a lot of attention, they become either aggressive or they become very naughty. So I think finding the right dog, but doing your resources first to find out which dog will actually suit you is very important. And you can come to the SPCA. We have books on kind of animals. You can also go to doctors. I'm sure they can assist you. You can also Google it online and then maybe find out from other pet owners that, you know, what kind of dogs they have and how do they cope with them. So, yeah, do your resource. I think if you do your checks on what kind of a dog you need, that's your first step to take.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. We appreciate the information that you shared with us. That's the manager at SPCA Polokwane, Selma Landman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.